8600 or send us an email at oneloveradioproduction@gmail.com.
To give evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Resident Doctors Association welcomes government's decision to reject the United States health funding. Financial analyst Trevor Hambai calls on the government to do feasibility studies. In international news, at least 7,667 people died or went missing on migration routes globally in 2025, the UN Migration Agency reported. And in sports, Malawi women's football team coach Love Mo Fazili has asked the Football Association of Malawi to allow players be in camp. And now the news in detail. Financial analyst Trevor Hambai has called on the government to do feasibility studies of raw materials, in particular regions to ascertain the industries that can be beneficial. Mr. Hambai has noted that different areas have different materials that are beneficial for the national economy. He has stated that carrying out a study will help reduce on the food inflation that is high in certain parts of the country, as well as help create employment. Mr. Hambai was speaking in an interview with One Love Radio in Lusaka. And Mr. Hambai has noted that certain areas record high inflation in food items due to lack of raw materials and high transportation costs.
If you went to Wapola, they are very poor with maize production. So if you built a milling plant there, it means that you will have to transport maize from a different region to go there to work in your milling plant. And the price then will be high because it's with a high price. It is nice to think about having to put specific industries in every province, but then you must also recognize what particular raw material product is in that province, and that is the plant that you put there. But remember is that in every production circle, there is not just one product, okay? There are a number of different products that go into there. So if you're going to produce cooking oil, is that that cooking oil requires some other chemicals that they add. Those chemicals have to be imported. Where are you getting them? It is so important to have a study and to understand exactly what it is that is going to create the best value in that particular province.
Citizens First Party has expressed displeasure with the delimitation process that has been started, as it will confuse people on which constituencies they belong to. Party President Harry Kalaba says they are worried that people will not have the right information on the new changes that will be made in good time. He has expressed that the sensitization process has not been well done by the ECZ and the UPND government. Mr. Kalaba was speaking on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio.
Wanting representation of the people to be effective. And it's within our statutes. Every 10 years it should be revisited because the population of Zambia is increasing. We are just not comfortable as Citizens First because of doing it Akuma last.
Yeah.
The way they are doing it, the limitation Akuma last by ECZ and our government, they are going to make, they will make some people be disenfranchised. Because I want to buy Ishiwe. Niku constituents in Shivati. Because government intends to create, I think, more April. They will announce the 70 constituencies that will be approved.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, in April, we start the screening of supporters across the country for mm-hmm. presidential candidates.
Mm-hmm.
In May, Parliament is dissolved, and mm-hmm. then there are nominations for councillors happening. I think the UPND has been reckless on this one.
Mm-hmm.
They have been very insensitive. They have not bothered
mm-hmm.
about the challenges that our people are going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
The sensitization efforts have not been massive, and our people, most people will be disenfranchised as a result of doing this process mm-hmm. very late.
The Party for National Development, UPND, Munali aspiring Member of Parliament, Patrick Samwimbila, has launched the new Munali mobilization campaign. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Samwimbila says Zambia is destined for greatness because it has visionary leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Samwimbila has called on Munali constituency residents to rally behind the UPND government and President Hichilema in the August 2026 general elections. He has further called for unity among UPND members and asked the residents of Munali to vote for him with the promise of bringing meaningful development in the constituency. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says sustaining Zambia's soft landing will be vital for long-term growth. Mr. Chisanga explains that this is because climate risk and copper dependence continue to pose challenges to stability. Mr. Chisanga has observed that falling inflation and exchange rate steadiness have already boosted business confidence. He notes that the fiscal consolidation has lowered macroeconomic risk, improving investor sentiment and external resilience. Mr. Tsanga has emphasized that policy consistency as well as revenue mobilization remain central to turning stabilization into inclusive expansion. Renowned Lusaka lawyer Dickson Jere has recommended that the court rules be amended to reflect modern electronic communication. Citing the case of Umvunga versus Sampa, Mr. Jere explains that the High Court had warned against relying solely on WhatsApp service. He emphasized that WhatsApp may only be treated as an informal or supplementary means of notifying a defendant. Mr. Jere has observed that the defendant in the case was elusive and refused to accept physical service of the letter of demand. He pointed out that the plaintiff had attempted personal service but was forced to resort to WhatsApp after repeated refusals. Now, the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has welcomed and says it fully supports the government decision to reject the United States health funding package that was tied to access to sensitive data of Zambian citizens. Association President Pochiwe has commended the President and the government for demonstrating principled leadership as well as safeguarding the sovereignty, dignity and privacy of the Zambian people. Dr. Chiwe says public health cooperation must never come. He says public health cooperation must never come at the cost of compromising national security or the confidentiality of citizens' personal and medical information. He states that as medical professionals, they hold patient confidentiality as a sacred and ethical obligation. And just now we take a break. Do stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.